Avian curator Kristen Steinmetzer discusses the lifelong care that our staff provide for the seabirds and highlights the opportunities we have to learn from these birds as they grow.
The birds in our aviary take a lot of specialized care. We feed previously frozen and then thawed fish each day. This means our birds need vitamins daily to be healthy, since the fish loses some of its nutritional value during the thawing process. Keepers ask the birds to get up on a scale so we can monitor their weights daily. This lets us make sure they stay healthy and also allows us to get them these vitamins in a fish each day. We can make sure they even get medications. When a bird is a part of our aviary, we care for them for their entire lives. And most of the birds that we have can live into their 20s, 30s, or even 40s. So that means they have a lot of life in our care. Puffins actually mate for life. Puffins hatch just one chick per year, and both the male and female will help take care of the chick and feed it whole fish from day one. We had a pair of puffins that lived well into their 30s and were a mated pair their entire lives. They were some of our best parents in our aviary. They took really, really great care of their chicks. So these parents would run all the way into our keeper area begging for fish each day, and only the biggest fish were good enough for their chicks. As they age, they got arthritis, they got some eye issues, and by the time they were very old, they really essentially only had one good eye between them. Puffins generally aren't very vocal birds. They usually only call when they're in their burrows during the breeding season, and it's just to let other birds in the area know that their burrow is occupied. However, as this pair aged, because the male had the good eye between the two of them and the female could not see, he would call to her so that she would know how to find food, how to get around the habitat, how to find the water so she could take a bath. Watching this pair adapt as their abilities changed over time was really heartwarming for the keepers and staff to see. It really highlights how animals have a lot of qualities that we consider to be just human qualities, but they actually interact with each other and with their world in very similar ways.
Many of these seabird species are difficult to see in the wild, but the Alaska Sea Life Center provides us with front row seats to observe these amazing creatures through changing seasons and all stages of their lives.